I'm Trenchcoat Mafia. This is Podcast X, and for this very special 75th episode, we present part one of Podcast X, The Lost Review. Yeah, MC Trekkie and I recorded this back in January before he made his real-time return in episode 71. So if we seem to make a lot of outdated references, that's what's going on here. And finally seeing the light of day. Without further ado, Podcast Dex versus Cerebus. We are now testing for proper modulation.
Testing for proper modulation.
Trekkie, how the hell do you get here? Oh, wait, well, this is your Hall of Shame.
This is my house. What are you talking about?
I was going to say that I'm in for no apparent reason.
You're here for no apparent reason. We rebuilt the Hall of Shame after it died in a fire, and its owner died in a fire.
Yeah, but then it became amnesiac, and it married its twin's brother or sister or something, and then it went mad.
Is that a vague...
And then it was played by a different actor.
Is that like a vague comic reference? I'm not quite understanding.
No, I was trying to go with the whole soap opera thing.
Oh. So the Trekkie role for this whole time has been played by various actors and actresses.
Oh, are you
to kind of cover my?
Are you disavowing your cameos in episodes 16, 20, 27, and 47?
You're already making me itch, and I've only been back in the podcast about 3 or 4 minutes.
What you must be bored. Why the hell did you come back?
It was time. That's all I can say. I just felt it was time. The stars were in alignment. It's 2008. It's time. I've got a lot to say.
What have you done with Vixen?
That will be revealed as we move along. I believe we're reviewing a comic that will address that very issue.
You know, it's funny that we're acting like we're all so surprised and shit. Meanwhile, this comic is right there on the screen. Cerebus Biweekly Issue 3.
That's right. And I'd like to take credit for picking this, but this is actually, once again, a Monkey Pants production.
Oh, no. This is a Trenchcoat Mafia production.
Who's that?
Yeah, okay. Speaking of amnesiac.
Well, the last time I was on the podcast, didn't I call you Dr. Monkey Pants?
No, you could. That you're thinking of the first 3 episodes.
Oh.
Then I changed my name to Trenchcoat Mafia, and you said you're never going to call me that. And then, sure enough, you wound up calling me Trenchcoat after all.
I said I was never going to call you that?
Yes, and then you went back on it.
So how about if I just... I'm careful. I sidestep this issue this time because you've got all these minions now, and they're calling you Trencho. So,
well, no, they're not actually. You're the only one really doing that.
Well, we'll see what Timmy Thunes ends up calling you. I have great respect for him. P.S. Shout out to Timmy. Nice review on some of that stuff.
You listen to any of that?
Keep the podcast going. I really appreciate that, and I thank you for it.
Wait a minute. The only one of his episodes you even listened to was Lois Lane.
That was a good one.
Well, yes, it was actually. That was also the longest one we ever did.
How long was that?
An hour 47 minutes.
Have we started reviewing a comic yet?
No, because clearly we're going to break the record.
I think not.
See, this is why Xanti's Fire on iTunes said that the show is like listening to monkeys.
This is going to be like...
Then he turned around and gave us 5 stars anyway.
5 stars?
Yeah.
That's because he...
So you know what? I'm proud to be a monkey.
He likes monkeys.
Everybody likes monkeys. You know, T-Mafia is also acceptable. You don't have to call me Trenchcoat. I'll give you a choice. Trenchcoat Mafia, T-Mafia, or Sir...
Monkey Pants? Not, no.
No.
But
stop living in the past.
When I filled out those little things, I always circled E.
E?
E. You know, for other. You know, for this choice not available.
For the people. No, think, I, as the dictator of PCX Nation, I do not allow my subjects that option.
To think outside the box. To think for themselves.
Well, why would they want to when I can do their thinking for them?
Oh, by the way, shout out to all you new people, including our Australian fan who... looks amazing in her Zatanna outfit. Hello to you.
Wow, that wasn't too creepy.
I was fascinated. I mean, you have all these new minions now. I mean, you know, we had 12 listeners by the time when I started this thing, and now you've got all these listeners.
We had 12 listeners?
13, 14 listeners by now.
I'd say at least 15. Come on.
I think Thume brought a couple of his listeners with him, and then, of course, you have to include Thume himself.
You know, it's been all this time, and yet you have just seamlessly gotten right into the groove that we've been in of taking forever to actually start reviewing a comic in any given episode.
Did we tell them what we're reviewing yet?
Yeah, I did mention that. That's about as far as we got.
Well, we gave enough time to actually go online, download the damn thing. I mean, go buy it. Oh, you don't even cover that anymore. You're just basically telling people to go download it, right, at this point?
Well, if they could, I mean, you know, they're at home or in their car or jogging. Well, not
oh, I'm
going
to put in, oh, by the way, I did go to a comic book store today, but I didn't buy a single comic. I bought lots of action figures. So
that's
please,
very sad.
Please patronize your local comic book store, but as far as giving Marvel and DC $5 a shot, I don't know. You know.
Well, this comic was only $125.
Yeah.
1978, and that was considered expensive.
And these were bi-weekly, it says?
I should explain.
Yeah, please.
This. Yes, this story was actually, I fucked up there. This came out in, because it says at the bottom of the cover, 1988.
I pardon you.
You should. The story came out in 1978 because this is a reprint book. You don't see a lot of these anymore. Actually, you do. Oh, you would like this. An Avengers Classic, which is a reprint book. Hence, there's the segue. There were Lava Men.
Lava Men, I remember Lava Men.
Yeah, they were reprinting old Kirby Avengers. And check it out. There was a Lava Man that was a witch doctor. And the Lava Man witch doctor's lava head was shaped like a witch doctor mask. So my thing is, if you're born looking like that, I guess they just make you the witch doctor.
Yeah.
That's all we got.
I got enough.
There's something about Lava Man that always throws you off. Anyway, oh, this is good. Now, are you familiar with Red Sonja?
Only a little. I recognized her as soon as I saw this. I knew it was a homage, but of course, I hope that. Never mind. I'll save it. But I did enjoy this song of Red Sophia. I loved it.
Because actually, since
I'm inviting everybody to go download it, find it, and read along with us. This is a really funny comic.
Or if you want, this was reprinted in the first phone book sized collection of Cerebus, I believe.
Okay.
If they want to spend what $25-$30 for that. Yeah, I know.
It's a podcast accident.
Yeah, really?
They ain't paying nothing. So I like Cerebus, but let me explain. You know, I really hadn't... The dude has no feet, and it kind of creeped me out because, you know...
He does, see, because he has little tiny toes.
It's really odd. He looks decapitated or delegified. What is it when you have no legs?
You're a fucking freak.
Anything more positive?
No, Vixen and I more or less established that fact in the previous episode.
Are you a freak because you're born with no legs? Well, what happens if you like have a motorcycle accident or happen to be born like an aardvark?
Well, if you happen to be born like an aardvark, the government will probably take you and experiment on you. If you happen to be born with no legs, you walk on your hands. I mean...
You have a little cart? A little government issue cart? You know... Like the guys on Market Street you see with the little carts?
Oh, or like, because say you have a rich person with no legs and a chick would hook up with him because chicks just want money. Mm-hmm. She could carry him around like, you know, like he was a papoose, you know, on her back.
That's very nice. So yeah. Crumb, who likes to be carried around on
that would be
back
perfect
anyway.
For him. He should have amputated his own legs by now.
That's funny.
Just so a woman could carry him around like that.
Is he the only one left in his family? Didn't they all off themselves? One like slept in a bed of nails and like the other brother's crazy and lived with
the Did you see the documentary?
I think so. I think that's where I'm getting this.
Well, Max is totally nuts. And yeah, Charles, who was the most nuts, is dead. He killed himself.
Okay.
And I think it was just the three of them. Unless you count his daughter, Sophie Crumb, who is the most disturbing of all. She has a career even though she has no talent.
She's an artist or a writer, mostly?
Both. She's one of them cartoonist types like Crumb himself.
Oh, okay.
So she gets over on the family name, basically.
Aww.
Yeah, well, you know.
Please don't say they're from Philadelphia.
They're from Philadelphia.
You know what? Let's just move on.
So, yeah. Oh, the most disturbing thing about Cerebus's design, even though it's a good design, or not to me, or not his feet.
Right.
He has one eyeball with two eyes.
Yes.
And Sim sells it so well.
Yes.
You don't even notice.
Yes.
if Cerebus was real, he would freak you out.
Before we get really into this, is Dave Sim famous for anything else but Cerebus, or is this really his seminal work?
This is almost his only work.
Really? How about that?
Well, it was 300 issues long, this, shall we say, extended limited series.
Saga.
Yeah, he's coming out with a new book called Glamour Puss, which I believe is going to be... And... Good for him. An anti-feminist series.
Ah.
Done in the style of the old romance comic strips.
Well, is he like the Gene Roddenberry kind of thing? He's got like a one-hit wonder, and he tried a lot of other things and it hasn't worked. So this is really it.
He's never done any extended work outside of this. It's all been like one-shots and stuff.
Okay.
So, yeah, don't disrespect him by putting him in the same sentence as Gene Roddenberry.
Hey, my name is MC Trekkie.
No, I give Roddenberry credit. He did fuck the chick who played Uhura.
Nichelle Nichols?
Is that her name?
You're really on an anti-woman rampage today. You read one Dave Sim comic and listen to you. He fucked the chick that played Uhura.
Dave Sim is a prophet and a visionary.
You know, let's just go to the comic.
Words.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, so after the words. Okay, here it is. Oh, we've got one of these old... This is like the old DC splash pages in that you have like sort of a scene from the comic that you never actually see.
Right.
And Red Sophie is being all horny here. She wants to fuck Cerebus.
And Cerebus is gay?
No, Cerebus has no time for nonsense. I did have that same thought.
He
was coming off gay, but
he has no time for fucking?
He'll fuck when he feels like it.
There's always time for fucking.
He is Cerebus the aardvark.
It's like pudding. It's like two things a man should never turn down. Now, if you can mix the two, you're right there.
I don't know, man. Tapioca pudding is not that appetizing.
I think that sex and pudding, I don't care. That's fine. I don't care what the flavor.
As a matter of fact,
are you telling me you're having sex with a woman and you care what flavor the pudding is?
Not really.
No, I mean, really. You're fucking a woman. You're going to stop and say, I hate banana. You're going to stop sex and you're going to say, right? You're going to say, I hate banana.
I would not fuck a woman who was the equivalent of banana pudding because banana pudding even sounds gross.
I didn't say that she tastes like banana pudding. I said that it was a banana pudding nearby.
Well, what if she did taste like banana pudding? I'm sorry. She's not worthy of my banana. Okay. Wizard. Now you're annoyed because I know you hate fantasy.
I do.
The story's here.
He's kind of a hipster wizard, and I'm liking this.
Oh, yeah. In the words we ignored, there's a great cartoonist named Frank Thorne who actually sexed up Red Sonja in the first place.
Okay.
And this is Sim's little shout-out to him because this wizard looks like Frank Thorne looked like in 1978.
Oh, okay. I wouldn't have gotten that. And
so, yeah, Thorne, not this wizard, of course.
I understand.
Thorne used to go around to conventions dressed as a wizard. And the chick who did ElfQuest that you have sworn never to read, Wendy Pini, would be dressed like Red Sonja.
Oh, that's very cool.
Yeah. I wouldn't mind seeing the chick in a metal bikini.
Was there any pudding involved?
There was no pudding involved, sadly, no.
Okay, so the wizard is asking Cerebus that, basically, dude, I need an assassin, which is kind of cool. I mean, you know, you don't see that every day. Cerebus, come on, help me out. And why, sir? You know, he, of course, is self-deprecating. Why do you need me? Of all the people that could get to kill someone, why me?
And he said, look, man, you just look creepy with them two eyes and the one eyeball.
And the no legs.
Actually, well, a wizard would have to do this because having played Dungeons & Dragons, you know that wizards cannot use any weapon other than a lowly dagger.
I'm sorry, did you confuse me with Starhawk? Do I look like Starhawk? Do I sound like Starhawk?
Actually, unlike you... I don't think Starhawk has ever played D&D.
Have I said fuck MC Trekkie once like Star Trek? No. I am not Star Trek. I'm not, no.
Come on, say fuck Starhawk. You know you want to.
I don't.
Okay.
Not yet.
Oh, boy. Yeah. Yeah, it's funny. Cerebus looks really different in these early issues. Like, his snout is much longer.
Man.
Like, it's funny how characters evolve over time.
Dude, you just made reference to D&D and the fact that you know all about Cerebus for all the... Dude!
Cerebus is not geeky. Cerebus is cool.
Did you say
Cerebus? This is an alternative comic. It is for hipsters.
Oh.
In fact, we should be like wearing little black berets as we're reading this.
And smoking like a hookah or something like that.
That would be cool.
I'm sorry. I can't do that stuff anymore.
Anyway.
Smoking or drinking on a podcast, not for me. Okay. Just let's go.
Okay. Skim. Cerebus says, yeah, okay, I'll kill the dude. Because, you know, Cerebus wants to get the hell out of Dodge and go wherever for whatever reason, so he needs cash. That's fine. There she is. First of all, look at this, like a Warner Brothers cartoon.
Sure, look at him.
He's carrying all this shit.
Cuba's all tiny.
And the bitch introduces herself. She's Red Sophia with her metal bikini. And, that's right. He wants Cerebus to kill this dude that besmirched Sophia's honor.
Yes. And how dare you besmirch my daughter's honor.
And she, meanwhile, Cerebus is carrying all the shit. She does not lift a finger to help him.
A typical woman.
Exactly.
Oh, no. She did lighten his load. I think she took some money out of his pocket.
Well, probably.
Does he have pockets?
But he doesn't have clothes, besides that, like, necklace he's wearing.
So, wait a minute. He's naked here?
He's always naked. As this would go along...
Well, he's got a little hat.
I was going to say, as this would go along, he's...
He's got, like, a Spock hat.
Eventually... Yeah, it is.
It's like a little metal hat you see in Star Trek.
I love that episode, because it's, like... It's so stupid.
I have... Look, like, I'm not a fan of episode season 3 at all. But, yeah, it's a little Spock
hat. So is Red Sophia a bringer of pain and delight?
Only if she's green.
Hmm. She's going to make him drop that shit. She's, like, fondling the inside of his ear.
Yeah, and leaning on it.
Oh, that's what I was going to say. Eventually, speaking of, he's going to change in that his snout will slowly become, like, stumpier, and he's going to lose the helmet, and he's going to pick up, talking about him being naked, he's going to pick up, like, a useless little vest, and that'll be it.
Well, he shouldn't be walking around naked. It's cold.
You would think he would at least have, like, the Disney white gloves.
Now, what was really cool is I did read a little bit more about this. So they're in this Never Never Lick region, this land of make-believe, this whole land where he goes from place to place and it's all crazy.
I think they even give you a map.
They do. In this issue, they give you a map, which is nice. It's drawn by his brother-in-law, Jason's brother-in-law.
You wouldn't know this because you hate fantasy?
Hmm? I was helping the audience.
Oh, I was going to say a lot of these...
You know, we both can help the audience.
There's an audience?
Of 100. But we both can help the audience.
You just said it was, like, 14 or 15.
I exaggerated. We both can help the audience. I can provide information and you can provide information.
But my information is better.
It's not like we're derivative. You know, we both have information to provide.
Gee, whatever could you be, or whoever could you be subtly referring to?
I'm not at all subtle this year. This is not the year.
Yeah, I can tell. That's about the third or fourth.
So anyway, moving right along. So his brother-in-law, who later gets lost, apparently, because he dumps this woman...
Oh, well...
So he drew this map. My question is Cerebus... I had a question. You actually was giving you the opportunity to provide information. Does Cerebus stay in this universe this whole time throughout the 300 issues? Or does he come to the real world, our world, or what?
Okay, it's a complicated answer. Characters from...
Okay, we're at a short...
Yeah, no, not. Stop it. Characters from other fictional universes do make appearances in Cerebus proper, and vice versa. Over the course of his life, Cerebus will meet the Flaming Carrot, the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Milk and Cheese, and some other fictional characters I'm probably forgetting.
From which publisher? Kitchen Sink, or...?
How
is he able
other,
to do that?
Other different, because he owns the property of Cerebus.
Okay.
And many of these other characters are also owned by their creators. And see, that's one of the good things about creators owning their own shit. They can do whatever the fuck they want with the characters they've made up because they haven't sold the characters to Marvel, DC, or whatever.
I have a question. Now, you said Captain Carrot?
Flaming Carrot.
Okay, now that became later Mystery Men, right? Somehow or another, sideways?
Yes, because the Mystery Men were characters that would appear in the Flaming Carrot comic book series, and Hollywood decided there was no market, apparently, for a brain-damaged mental patient who dresses in a Flaming Carrot outfit with swim fins.
Oh. Apparently there was no market for what they made either.
No. No, there was not.
Okay. Let's keep going.
I liked Mystery Men.
I did too. And so did Starhawk, by the way.
Okay, that's three.
Well, that's... Okay. Somebody had to buy the DVD.
Now, okay, did you think Janine Garofalo was hot in that?
No, but I do think she's hot in some movies, believe it or not, but that wasn't one of them. Really? A chick that worships her father as an old bowling ball? No.
Well, you have a whole anti-bowling thing, so I shouldn't be surprised.
I have a whole having your dad in a skull in a bowling ball thing.
That was the cool part.
Yeah, that was the cool part.
Ah. Look at him. He's so pissed off.
Okay, so Cerebus is still wearing the
look,
pack.
Just look how pissed off he is.
Angry and angrier. And he's getting angrier and angrier. And he's got a snout kind of up her ass here, but he's still getting angrier.
She's got a flat ass in that panel.
If my snout was up a woman's ass, I don't think I'd be that angry.
Oh, what are you into? Like anal lingus? Hey, remember that sketch? Colonel Lingus in SNL?
Oh, sure. I don't know if the audience is going to get that, but yeah. Anytime he's on there, what's that actor's name? Anytime he's on there, it's good.
He's actually thinking in his thought balloon, Cerebus is grumble, grumble.
Sure.
It really is like a Bugs Bunny cartoon.
Great Taurine. Okay, here she is. She's doing
really
a striptease dance here.
Mm. I don't know if Cerebus pronounces it Tarim or Tarim, but that actually turns out to be a whole plot point later on. Like, the evil feminists also believe in that deity, but they pronounce it differently.
So is it a different deity?
Yes and no. Everybody go out and like buy the two phone books of Church and State. It'll only like set you back about $50. Who am I kidding? Okay, download issues 26 through whenever that story ended, 10-something.
You should just post the links on your blog. Fuck it. I mean, really. I mean, at this point.
Why not just put...
Just take the comics industry down from the inside out. I mean, what the hell? I mean, you're... Okay, like I said, I went to the comic book store, but, you know, I bought gifts, but they were all action figures.
Look at this.
For gifts. I don't collect action figures.
Well, then gifts. What's that Captain Kirk action figure doing on top of your computer?
That was a gift.
Oh, of course it was.
As a matter of fact, that was a gift from an alternate podcaster from many, many years ago. Isn't that ironic? Would you please continue here?
I'm going to start counting these.
That's five. I'm done now. I'm going to allow myself five per episode.
She is being all like self-absorbed, bragging about what a great dancer she is. And I do like the scene where poor Cerebus carrying all this their provisions. She just knocks him down with her butt as she's showing him how she dances.
I'm digging this. It's you know what it is? It's an homage to the old burlesque. Look, she's not doing it. She's not a stripper. She's doing burlesque dancing.
Now, she's got a shapely ass in that panel.
Yes, she does, because she smacks him. She smacks him with it.
Oh, uh-huh. He's pissed off. I like it. Idiotic brat! Oh, man, I don't have... See, the website where to get this from is down now, but they did a radio drama of the first six issues of Cerebus in Canada, and the one of this was so damn funny.
And they gave Cerebus like a really deep voice like this.
They did a radio drama of an obscure black and white comic?
Yes.
In Canada?
Because it's Canada and they have nothing better to do.
Okay, so let me get this straight. I'm just going to put aside the D&D reference.
Let me just point out that you are doing a podcast.
I'm just going to put aside the fact that you have a D&D reference. You just made reference to a radio drama of an obscure comic done in Canada. What the fuck is in your head? Like, what scary other shit is in your head? I mean, I'm fascinated.
The sadness I have over the fact that they never did a Cerebus role-playing game?
What the fuck?
Anyway.
Jesus, the adventures of a little dude and a little...
There were 300 issues of this. Somebody liked it.
Who? Well, I like this one anyhow.
Well, all right.
Okay, so we're... So he has besmirched her honor. So
honor, you are, because they're in Canada.
Ugh.
Well, they're not the characters, but yeah.
The writer is in Canada.
The writer, yes.
That's very interesting. I didn't think they left misogynist in Canada.
Don't now.
I was going to say it's very politically correct up
there. I forget the dude's name, but in the 80s, like somebody went on a shooting spree and like the feminists blamed it on pornography or some shit. And now they have like draconian anti-pornography and anti-free speech laws and up there and nonsense about... I hope I'm pronouncing his name right. Joe Sacco, a cartoonist.
No, that's not right.
I'm sure it's right. It's two C's. It's probably.
I didn't know his name, but I know it's not right.
No, I'm sure it's right. Anyway, now, because you're disagreeing with me, so I know I'm right. He did this comic called Palestine.
Hmm. Already controversial.
Just from the get-go. Canada customs wouldn't let it through.
Because it was called Palestine?
Because, well, that's hate speech.
That's funny.
There's no such thing as Palestine.
There is now, thanks to George Bush. Which is okay, I guess. Sort of. There's two Palestines, I guess. That hurts my head. But then again, everything George Bush does hurts my head, so.
Yeah, is that shaved chimp still in the White House?
You are going to get us yanked off the air. I just come back and you're going to get me yanked again. So, the funny thing I was going to say about Canada is I was wondering, Canadian porn, do they have that little fuzzy lens like they do with Japanese porn, you know, where they have to cover up the little
part. I could be wrong, but I don't think it's that bad because Japan is the only country I ever... That's theirs is the only porn you ever see.
So let me make this... In Japan, which you love, this country, this mighty country that you love so much that you...
That's a flaw. Just like we have flaws.
Because you can walk down the street, by the way, and you can buy Japanese girls' sailor underwear in a vending machine.
Yes. Go on.
You are not allowed to talk to anyone in Australia ever.
No.
I am not going to forbid this podcast from making it overseas. I'm sorry.
I would never...
This is Region 2. You're not allowed to watch this. Listen to it.
I would never want any sailor girl's uniform panties who was over the age of 13.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
That's good.
Thank you.
That's good.
Listen, if they don't want me to lust after them, why do they dress in those uniforms?
Maybe they have to go to school?
Okay, but see, some sick fuck like me sat down and thought, I'll put them all in sailor uniforms. And everybody just goes along with it.
Well, they don't have a... They have the, with the National Defense, they don't have Navy. They've just got these girls dressed up in outfits. They don't have a Navy.
Oh, well, it's like here...
It's just us protecting them.
In Philly.
The mighty United States protecting your little...
Yeah, they're fucked. But, like I said before, they have Godzilla that they can use as a weapon. But, more importantly, here in Philly, you see all these schoolgirls. Now, be honest. When you see these schoolgirls, now that they have uniforms, and they're wearing their little plaid skirts, which are, oh, so high, and they have their white knee socks, that doesn't do anything for you?
No, and I'll explain why.
Go on.
Because when it was forbidden fruit, when there were Catholic schoolgirls, remember when porn was good and was shot on film, and it was kind of humorous back in the 70s and early 80s?
Well, I know that's your personal, like, whole thing. You hate shot on video porn, just like Burt Reynolds' character in Boogie Nights.
Who can disagree with Burt Reynolds? But the point is, okay, so the Catholic school uniform is, I'm in Catholic school, I'm forbidden fruit, blah, 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 blah. But now that the public school girls are doing it, I don't know, man. It's just like faux porn. It's just so accessible.
The age of consent in Pennsylvania is 16, so as long as they look like they're 15 or younger, they're still forbidden.
What?
What?
These are public school girls.
No, you don't want the public school girls.
Class is always in session with these girls.
This is true.
All right, let's move on.
All right, so Red Sophia's like, after Cerebus calls her an idiotic brat, Sophia's like, so you challenge Red Sophia and besmirch her honor. Cerebus is like, what the fuck, you dumb bitch? That's not what he really says, but hey. And she tries to kill him with her mighty she-sword.
She does have a mighty she-sword. What was funny was, looking at this panel...
And by the way, this panel, Cerebus is literally between her legs.
He is, and he's jumping. And look, see, doesn't he look like he has no feet? You can't see his toes. He has no feet. Okay, he's
those
naked.
Are his feet.
He's
okay,
got...
Do elephants have feet? Ah, because that's what they look like. They look like elephant feet. And that they're completely flat on the bottom.
I'm sure had we gone to a...
Oh, man, he walks around everywhere.
I'm sure had
his,
we...
That must be hell on his non-existent arches, because he...
Had we gone to a real school in the suburbs, maybe we would know whether elephants have feet or not. I don't know. I don't know.
What would you call... Okay, those things that elephants walk on, besides feet, what would you call them?
I don't know. It's the elephant version of hooves. It's not coming to me right now. It'll come to me.
Yeah, because you wouldn't call an elephant having hooves.
Leg stump things. Whatever a rhinoceros has, that's what he has. Anyway, my point is that notice that she has two swords here.
Okay.
And go to the previous panel, if you would, please. It's one sword.
Looking at her other hand, there's no way that hand's holding a sword.
Okay, now go back down. There's only one place that other sword could have come from.
Well, I hope for her sake it was pointed outwards. That's a, you know, that's an effective anti-rape device.
Sharpened for her protection.
Oh. There really is some shit like that.
Get out of here.
Some country... created like some kind of a like trap for women to wear in their pussies.
Oh, really?
To like, you know, mutilate a guy's dick if they try to rape her. I'm not making this up.
It's in Canada?
Now you would think they would think of it. After
the mighty feminist?
Just
said, yeah, the mighty feminist, yeah.
Feminist. Feminist is another word for bitch who can't get a guy.
That's funny, because somebody said that about misogynists, that they couldn't get women. And I'm like, no, you can get plenty of women. Women seem to like being abused.
Let me explain. Well, first of all, they do.
Don't explain to me. Explain to the audience.
Yes.
I'm right there with you.
Wow. Except now I forget what I was going to say because you completely threw me off. You know, Vixen never does this sort of thing.
You were talking about...
What I was going to say. Okay. I speak on behalf of all misogynists everywhere.
Yes.
We love women. We just don't like them.
Yes.
It's that simple. I mean, what else is there? And yes, women do love to be abused. The more you hit them, the more they love you.
Could you not? Could you? What? Don't go to the hitting. How about? I don't know. You call. You can't make a date. They sort of like that.
Okay. Did you see Jackie Brown?
They like the
inaccessible. You saw Jackie Brown. Do you remember?
Don't use his.
That when was Bridget his, Fonda would not shut up.
That was his lesser movie.
But no. Do you remember that scene?
Quentin Tarantino's lesser movie. You know, like Woody Allen was funnier when he was younger. It's the same thing with Tarantino.
If that's his lesser movie, what does that make his half of Grindhouse?
Lesser, Lesser.
Ooh.
Well, we didn't like that one. We liked the other one.
The other one was terrific.
The Rodriguez one.
That was really good.
With the
trailers were even better than that.
Wasn't she the one with the chick with the stump with the leg? Yeah, the whole thing?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, the point is that how do you follow something like that?
You don't. You put the damn horror movie first.
Right.
But you keep all those trailers. They were great.
You know, if I had worked at a video store for 30 years before making movies, I'd have some sense.
Well, what happens is these guys, you know, once they're, like, really rich, rich beyond the dreams of avarice, well, why try anymore? Look at Kevin Smith. When was the last time he tried?
Now, Kevin Smith, you're going to get some of your comic book fans, they're going to clearly...
No, after he said his. Was Geely his?
Geely?
I don't think that
God
was
bless
Jersey Girl.
Jersey Girl.
And Jane Silent Bob Strike Back, and all these, it's like, wow, he's become a shadow of the shadow of himself.
I did see Clerks 2.
How was it?
It was okay.
Hmm.
It was Clerks in color and not as well written.
You know, he really, I would say he should have quit after Chasing Amy, but Dogma was pretty funny.
Everyone gained weight and everybody seemed to get a little dumber. that hot chick, I keep calling
you know,
her,
I hear,
Rosario Dawson? Is that her name?
Ooh. She's hot and she's not hot.
I don't understand. She's like, just hot.
No, she's hot.
There's a scene where she's painting his toenails. I was like,
what?
Yeah.
That's weird. But
it was Clerks. Came
from the thing about Rosario is she's not so hot that you'd think you can't get her.
We can't get her.
Oh, I can get her.
I'm not talking... No, not your way. The real way.
Look, chloroform is very effective.
No, I know your way.
Okay. anyway, oh yeah, they're fighting.
Yes, and now she's got two swords, which I don't think is fair.
But that's the thing. She's a girl.
Okay, here's my
She thinks she's so great, but as a girl, she needs an unfair advantage to defeat a man in any way.
Okay,
It's Erebus, even though he's an aardvark, he's a man. So.
The writer doesn't like women, and neither does the artist, because he...
Same guy.
He drew her beautifully, and now he's drawing her looking really, really...
Oh, to be fair, to Sim, this is some of his very earliest stuff. I mean, nah, he's gotten... This is fine, but he did get better than this.
Okay.
And you'll notice the lack of backgrounds here.
Okay, it's not fine.
It's not fine.
Fine.
Cartoon. This issue is a cartoon.
Okay.
I expect Bugs Bunny to show up. What's up, bitch?
Didn't mean that Tex Avery didn't make good Bugs Bunny, just because it was funny. See, look at this. This is horrible.
Okay, this is... Okay, I'll put it in terms...
It's okay, funny, but so funny I'm terms. Just... I was
we're looking, we're looking at... This is Sim and Cerebus in the Fat Fud era.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, when
see,
you put
when
it that
like
way.
That, right.
Oh.
So anyway...
Like when Bugs Bunny was old. Or young Bugs Bunny.
Oh, that was Did so... You okay, this
up,
is classic.
You caught me up short on that one.
This is classic. I don't know if I ever told you, the audience, this. Okay.
Go ahead.
We... Meaning Trekkie and I, because we're geeks, we're watching Bugs Bunny.
Minding our own business, watching Bugs
Bunny. Minding our own business when suddenly, Trekkie busts out with, Bugs looks young here. Still classic.
But the shorthand is that it
Bugs
was
looks young
early
here.
Tex Avery or early whoever drew that particular episode.
It was before Bugs let himself go.
Yeah, that's true.
Hello. I'm the talking, rotting corpse of... William F. Buckley, and this is the break song. We'll be right back.
Cerberus does smack her on the ass with the flat of his sword.
Yes, yes. That's always fun to do to a woman.
As the caption puts it, a tempting and rotund target.
Presents itself. Yeah, the,
awesome.
Your audience has to find these. Yeah, this is all good stuff. Look at him. Look at him. He's ready for more battle. Snout's flaring, nostrils
He's
flaring.
He's one bad aardvark.
He's badass. I'm digging this.
And
defeat the wench. All right, he's already calling her wench. Oh,
she is right. A wench.
Ooh, there's a rustling in the bushes. Now look at her.
She has. She's come around. You think she's going to say ready for round two, Earth Pig? But no. She's like, oh, my Lord Cerberus. Yeah. That's what I. Oh, there you go. She's a much better character now.
Oh. He's obviously made the move, Earth move for her.
Now she looks great here.
And
see
she says,
I mean?
Possess me, because she's saying possess me. Now look at him, because he doesn't know what to do. Kind of a dumbass. Now, where'd you get Earth Pig? They don't refer to him.
Oh, they do. They do in here at least Earth once, Pig. But that
times.
Was an ongoing thing too, yeah. Well, he's like, what the fuck? Because just a second ago, she was trying to kill him.
Right, and now look at her.
And this shows the fickleness of bitches.
Right.
What the fuck?
Yeah, usually when I go to kill women, they stay mad at me for a while, but not this one.
Huh. I think he's like mildly annoyed, actually.
He's confused at first. I'd say perplexed.
And I will say again, come on in, but she looks hot here.
She does look hot here. Which is, and look at those, look at that.
So becoming a submissive has made her hotter.
I think the transition made her hotter. Like, I wouldn't want a girl to show up submissive. Isn't it more fun to kind of move that ship? I mean, if they just show up submissive, where's the challenge?
Oh, you saw Secretary, right?
Secretary of the movie with James Spader?
Yeah.
Oh, that was great.
Enough said. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, see, but
slowly but surely.
But not really.
Around.
It was she. That was always in her.
Is that was
just as it's always in all women.
Is that what the guy treats her really badly? He's a lawyer. He treats her really badly. And he leaves her for like days, and she sits in that
awesome.
Office, and she won't even get up to go to the bathroom.
He didn't tell her she could get up.
Amazing.
Yeah.
And then later, after he's broken her, then he comes back and gives her a caress and gives her a bath, and he lays her on that bed of grass. What a nice little scene that was.
Did that win like every Oscar that year because it should have?
No, I think it was banned probably.
Wow.
Just like Crash, my second favorite James Spader movie.
I have actually mentioned Crash in passing on the air because, yeah, that's another good one.
Because every time I mention Crash in passing, people are like, oh, Crash, you know that politically correct movie about Los Angeles with the whiteys crashed into the blackies and that's how you really deal with race problems? I'm like, no, it's about people that get off having sex as soon as their automobile hits the curb.
Let me tell you about the girl with the open wound that he fucked, and by that time they're running away from you. They're not even doing like the fast walking. They're like just fleeing.
Who's the hot blonde in that that had almost hit the wall but not quite yet? Rebecca de Mornay or one of those?
Nah, I don't think it was her, but I don't remember
it was
either.
One of those.
Did you ever see all of Existence?
I have never watched the entire episode.
I highly recommend that for like freaky sex type stuff.
That's the one with the pod,
yeah,
the science
yeah,
fiction
yeah,
pod.
Yeah, the game pod, and they plug it into their spines and... It's a whole thing.
It's like an organic version of The Matrix, but good.
I would say,
it's Cronenberg, right?
Yeah. Existenz is The Matrix for people who read.
Oh, good.
Yeah. Speaking of reading, this comic... okay, this is a bad panel here, because she's not even looking at him. Because I don't think she could stand herself at this point. Oh, this really is making fun of Red Sonja, because that's the Red Sonja thing. Red Sonja has sworn... The real Red Sonja.
Uh-huh.
Never to fuck a dude unless he can beat her in battle.
Gotcha.
Yeah. So Cerberus has beat her in battle, and he's all happy.
Short Grey Master. My body is yours.
Now, do you like the way he talks about himself in the third person?
Does he always talk that way?
Sim slipped up a couple times in the early issues, but yeah, that was pretty much established right from the get-go.
No, that would annoy me. I could not go 300 pages with him speaking in the third person.
Trenchcoat does not understand your annoyance.
But Dr. Monkey Pants would.
Okay, you know what?
Mm-hmm.
Since you didn't choose, because I gave you three options as to what to call yourself.
I chose option E.
No, you
E.
cannot do that.
E.
This is PCX Nation. You get all the choices I give.
This is my Hall of Shame, and I'll
yes,
do what I please.
I have annexed the Hall of Shame. This is now Murder Shack West.
That is the most painful whacked out. You're not. I'm not even west
In
of
fact,
you.
I am
not
even
west
of me. You are west of me.
Damn, I am wasting.
Yeah, yeah. So I already figured that out. I was like, wait, that part of Phil?
For the record, I am not west of anyone.
You're west of many.
I am not west of any podcast. I am not west of anyone. I am my own thing. This is my Hall of Shame, and I'm going to do what I want.
That's six times now, you know.
Six and a half.
Mm.
They missed the oblique one.
But I... Oh, boy. Yeah, that's because I'm trying to review this comic, whereas you just keep tangenting.
Okay.
But this is... I was trying to think if I
you were
planted in my flag... The flag of PCX. Like, what would be on the flag of PCX Nation?
I don't know. A man over a naked woman.
You know what? It'd just be boobs. Who am I kidding?
You'd have a flag full of boobs?
Yes, I would.
Now, would it be like Japan, one big boob, or would it be just lots of boobs?
That's what, you know, that's a lot of people don't know that the flag of Japan is actually supposed to represent a nipple. That's what that is.
A nipple?
That's what the flag of Japan is.
So
it's just a, it's, yeah, yeah.
So basically, you could be like Great Britain. In other words, and you could like plant PCX flags all over the place as you go from Starhawk's place to my place to your place.
It'll be interesting if we ever recorded Starhawk's place, actually.
And the sun would never set on your boobs. What?
I'm looking at her. I'm just realizing I should have been boob counting.
No, that's not. No, we don't do that.
We don't do. Yes, we do.
Let's kick it up a notch. We don't do that.
Actually, me and Vixen have been boob counting.
Let's not.
I know you forbid anyone but Starhawk to do it.
Let's not do that.
I'll just say.
That's nonsense. There's lots of boobs. She's got a great pair of tits. She's got a great ass. She's a great looking woman. But that's not the point. If she was that great, why is Cerebus not doing anything? Yeah. But then again, I don't even see
two,
that he's got.
Four.
What are you doing?
Five. I'll count that one.
What a waste.
Boob counting. Seven, eight.
What a waste. Do we have like.
9, 10. Wait a minute, 12.
All right. Well, this is where we need to play the music so that people can go out and get their popcorn and do whatever they need, you know, take a piss, whatever they've got to do, because it's nonsense.
Well, there's a lot of boobs to be counted, let's face it. Well, if Starhawk was here, he would count those boobs.
That is a perfect reason not to count them.
Just despite Starhawk?
You can't have an entire podcast set on level 11.
Clearly you haven't heard any of Starhawk's episodes.
I tried. I was listening to a couple of those episodes, and I'm telling you, my computer started to fizzle and, like, it, you know, started to overheat.
Well, never listen to the musical then.
Musical?
Oh, yeah, we did a musical episode.
You did a musical episode?
Yeah, why not? Nobody else has ever done a podcast musical. It was time.
Okay, where in the podcast manual does it say that something that hasn't been done should be done?
This is Podcast X.
It doesn't mean you have to.
This is not podcast, generica.
What did you do to my podcast? You did a musical?
You really shouldn't listen to any episodes past 15, I don't think.
You did a musical?
We did a musical.
Based on, like what?
Galactus fucking Dazzler. In the ass.
Galactus fucking Dazzler.
It was
Dazzler
pretty much a musical ass. Homage to anal rape.
You did a musical homage. Homage. You did a musical.
I prefer a homage.
That's supposed to class it up? You dropped the H and that classed it up? You did a musical about anal rape?
Episode 50, anyone who hasn't heard it yet.
Wait.
Don't let me get a hold of another karaoke CD or I'll do another musical. I'm telling you.
I've got it. Okay, you're staying here. Because every time, apparently, you run from the murder shack, something odd happens. Okay, this is Galactus and Dazzler?
Yeah.
She was his herald and all that stuff. I still remember all that.
He was fucking her in the ass, yeah.
He was fucking
her in the ass. Oh, and then he gave her a robot and the robot fucked her.
What was the robot's name?
R11.
The little thing?
No, not that's R2-D2.
Oh, no. It's not R2-D2? Because I was actually thinking of Fantastic.
We already discussed in 14, do like women, you know, sit with their legs spread on top of R2-D2 and use them as a vibrator.
Oh, that was the Chewbacca sex episode?
Yes.
Where we revealed that in his sash is actually a whole bunch of condoms.
That is correct. Oh.
Because Chewbacca's cock is just that big that he needs.
Well, he's dead now. Clearly you're not reading the books.
Books?
Yeah, there were Star Wars books.
Star Wars books?
Yeah. Oh, stop it. Anyway.
I have a question.
Go ahead.
Is there a Star Wars musical?
Not yet. Wait. Blue Harvest was sort of a musical.
Blue Harvest?
The Family Guy Star Wars special.
That's not canon.
Actually, I'm trying to think if there was any songs in that. You know, Star Wars characters singing. You know that's... the fucking 78th special that I mentioned way back when.
The Christmas special?
That had singing in it, so there you go. Yeah, the Christmas special.
And how was that?
Oh, it was horrible.
Okay. And you learned nothing? You decided that you were just going to go...
I learned from their mistakes.
What?
Anyway, what would be a good... I don't think you could make Cerebus into a musical, although, I don't know.
No.
They've already made it into a radio play.
In Canada. What does that tell you?
Well,
what does that tell you?
Hey, at least it's not America. They don't elect monkeys as their leaders.
What?
Anyway, getting back to Xanthi's
I'm not even sure George Bush would do a musical. You did a musical? I'm not letting you, you know.
I just remember that I promised to praise anyone who left positive reviews on iTunes, and I didn't exactly praise Xanthi's Fire yet, so I will do so now. Xanthi's Fire, you have excellent taste. I am proud to be part of a podcast that is considered akin to listening to monkeys, and I will endeavor to be even more monkeyish in the future.
I'm taking the keys away. You hear me?
You can't. You already gave them to me.
It's like a father who gives the keys to the car, and then the car goes somewhere you didn't want it to go, and the kid shows up at 3 a.m. and says, look, I made a musical.
I got to ask. When you gave the show to me after episode 15,
yes.
What direction did you think I was going to take it in?
I was under a lot of pressure at the time. As you know, things weren't quite going real well for me.
So of all the people in the world you could have given the podcast to.
Yeah, there was that. A musical? Okay, let's go.
Right from Jump Street, I went against your don't ever let Starhawk on my show edict.
Oh, yeah, there was that.
So, oh, this is great. Yeah, so he's like, oh, you'll do my bidding, huh? You can carry the supplies. Great panel. He just throws the bag on her. It's like bigger than she is.
Look at her eyes.
She's like, you can just hear the sound. You know, wah, 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 wah.
I like it. This is a great panel. She's spread eagled, and he's like taking his hat off like he's done his job.
Well, he has. So, yes, she is properly reduced to the status of a beast of burden here. And
did you say properly?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
Her and Cerebus have come across a bar.
Oh, I love this guy.
Cerebus is a big drinker, by the way, as you would expect.
Yeah.
Yeah, thugly unseemly.
Right. That's oh, awesome. Short great lord, partake of my cup of love. Drink with me of... Stop drooling in my tankard. Good for him. So yeah, you've got this guy, and he's...
thugly unseemly.
He doesn't really understand why this hot chick is dealing with this short little land pig. So, honey, let me take you away from this land pig.
He prefers the term earth pig, by the way.
I don't think he prefers that term. Does anyone refer to him as Cerebus?
He does.
But nobody else does.
Clearly, the other people are too stupid to know Cerebus's name.
Right.
It would be like, you know, not acknowledging, you know, a great moniker like Trenchcoat. Oh, he's getting drunk. That's cool.
My favors are for him alone.
Then thug, because you just know he talks like that.
Right.
Has no choice. And he just, like, knocks Cerebus on his ass.
Yeah, that's a good whack. I like that.
I challenge thee, short gray pervert. By the way, this is...
What I like is, here's what a chick does. Okay. Again, okay, so she still hasn't learned her lesson, right?
There was no need for her to bring Cerebus into this.
She's carried his bags, he defeated her in battle, yet she's still got a fucking big mouth. Right? Yeah.
Well,
she's still got a fucking mouth. Look at this.
I have said many times.
He doesn't really need to be in battle.
She is a redhead, therefore you know she's evil. Yeah. Which gets back to the eternal thing of, what do you do? It's a paradox. All redheads are evil, and yet all redheads must be fucked. I don't know what to do about that.
There has not been a redhead that I've met that I have not wanted to fuck or end up...
Have they all engaged? Been evil?
I was engaged to one, I think, once. Wasn't I?
How'd that work out? Did you find your secret box of Trek?
I am happily podcasting.
Okay.
Why is that funny? I love podcasting.
Of course you do.
I think it's great.
That's why you haven't co-hosted a show since episode 15. Anyway.
It might be fun, except for the musical part. Okay, let's go.
Yeah, what musical would you want to do if you did a musical?
You know what?
It's been a while since that.
You know what? Fuck it. If you and I end up doing a musical, I'll gay it up. I don't give a fuck. I'll gay it up. We'll do...
Whoa. There's nothing gay about our musicals.
There's nothing gay about musicals? There's everything gay about musicals.
Our musical was such a loving tribute to heterosexual anal rape. No one could consider it gay.
No one could consider anal rape gay.
Is there an echo in here? I said
hetero. No,
that's why
consider-
I qualified. See, most musicals, in some way, shape, or form, are about anal rape. But ours was about heterosexual anal rape.
Oh, I see.
It's really entirely different.
Because when Starhawk gets here, if he ever gets here, the point is that I would ask him...
When was Starhawk supposed to... Let's just, like, totally break the fourth wall. It's like 5 of 6. When was he supposed to be here?
Starhawk was supposed to be here at 9. So we've got 3 hours to try to get through this on our own.
Oh, we're safe.
Well, what I'd ask Starhawk if he were here... Can you channel Starhawk? Can you be virtual Starhawk?
I don't know if I can... Oh, shut up! What do you want, Trekkie?
All right.
It's about anal rape, isn't it?
It is about anal rape, Starhawk. And my question is, what I really want to know is, once you get to anal rape, what's the difference between a guy's ass and a girl's ass? Because you don't see their face.
Mortal, clearly you do not understand the subtleties of anal rape.
Oh, son of Podon, you must teach me the...
I can't even...
See how ridiculous
I'm cracking
it is?
Myself up.
You see how ridiculous it is, folks?
But it was entertaining.
For a little bit. Okay.
All right. This chair. This is I guess I shouldn't move. Okay.
The Hall of Shame was just recently repaired, but it's coming back. I'm sorry, you have some technical difficulties over there. We'll work on it.
Where was I? I've got at the Murder Shack. We have creaky chairs, so there is a similar issue. Chairs are just the bad thing, apparently.
You know what? The Hall of Shame next time, no chairs.
We're going to stand at the.
We'll stand.
Okay.
Podcast O'Pain. Just stand for an entire hour. Just stand. You know, I got it. We'll get to sit, but Vixen will have to stand. How's that?
No, Vixen should be on a leash and have to just be on her hands and knees and not say anything the entire show.
Are you planning on bringing her back anytime soon? Just in case she's listening.
What?
Did you say leash?
Okay. Understand that Vixen does not have high speed and relies on Trenchcoat to provide her with PCX episodes.
So this one might just go into the ether.
This episode never happened.
Oh, very good. So this way you get to have your bitch in leisure too, I see. Did you really have her in a bra?
Yes. Why do you not? Nobody believes me.
Starhawk told me there was one of these episodes where apparently she was just doing an episode in her bra for no particular reason.
Well, what it was I defeated Vixen in battle, and now she has to do whatever I tell her to.
In battle?
Well, just like the Cerebus.
Well, just like in Cerebus, apparently she's going to, like bitch it up and speak for you and make you go into battle for her, you know, to
That's what bitches do, yeah. So that's exactly what happened. Cerebus is all annoyed.
Great pervert.
Oh, yeah, I like the great pervert line.
Yeah.
And, she is so naked. You just know he drew her naked first and just stared at the naked Red Sophia and then drew the metal bikini on her.
Yes, he did. Look at that mouth he gave her, huh? That's a blow-up doll.
That really is. Do you remember I showed you that Ultimate Fantastic Four? On the last page, Sue Storm really did look like a fucking blow-up doll.
I printed that and I kept it.
I'm surprised you didn't make it your wallpaper.
I printed it and I kept it.
Hmm.
Scum like you, your time is nigh. Well, look at him go. Okay, so Cerebus is really kind of like this Matrix acrobat, super jiu-jitsu fighter.
With the aardvark.
Okay, jiu-jitsu aardvark. Look at him go.
Oh, he's really pissed.
Oh, it's not that he doesn't mind killing the dude. He just doesn't want to kill her because she told him to.
Oh, right. See, there it is.
Earth pig, okay.
But he knocks Slug out. He takes off. He's grabbing her. She's bitching. And complaining and whining and... Ugh, bitches. Look at her. You know what I got to say? Just looking at her silhouette, I have to remark. Because in 2008, the typical comic book bimbo is like 110 pounds with watermelons on her chest.
You have to talk to Starhawk about that.
Look at that silhouette. He drew a real woman there.
Yes, he did. Except for the calves. I'm really not big into the calves. A woman with big calves makes me nervous because you know that's going to go varicose, man. That shit goes varicose.
Really?
I dated a field hockey player who was not a lesbian.
And is that possible?
And then I went back, and that shit went varicose, man. Yeah.
Well, women really shouldn't be doing physical athletic things like Red Sophia or that field hockey player. I mean, women should be like veal. You know, they should just like, you know, sit around and wait to serve you.
Like veal?
Yeah.
In a pen?
Pretty much. Well, veal, women, meat. Yeah.
Gotcha.
I actually expected an argument. Okay. No, you know what? Maybe that is unfair to the veal. For women, it's okay.
Are you just waiting? Are you just going to go darker until I start speaking up?
Yes. Yes, I am. I would have thought the phrase musical...
What part of Wrath of Trekkie Unbound are you not getting? Keep going darker.
Is that
MC
Trekkie.blogspot.com?
It is shameplessplug.blogspot.com. It's Wrath of Trekkie.
Well, while we're shameless plugging,
yes,
and I stepped over your second plug, but also thumcast.blogspot.com, and actually that's about it. Except did we mention Courtney? If we didn't, we did just then. because when we mentioned her, she comments on the blog.
Oh, that's always good.
Yeah, so...
And we mentioned Starhawk's blog, but he doesn't have one.
Yeah, everybody try to convince him to, like, at least do a blog, because I'm sure he has...
something to say.
Wisdom of some sort.
Wisdom?
You really haven't... He actually does have a lot of wisdom. You have to listen to all those episodes telling you.
Starhawk?
Episodes you haven't heard.
Starhawk?
When it comes to the bitches, Starhawk has wisdom, yes.
I didn't make it to the fuck Trekkie part. I think that was it. I think I made so it to episode 16.1.
Several seconds into
I did.
The first step.
I did. I made it to episode 16.1. All right, so Tareen, take me from a vagrant. She's going back in.
This was actually... See, this is what I mean, Warner Brothers cartoon.
Right, so she kicks the shit out of the dude, the big dude, and now she's back. It's like, wow.
But it's the way she beats him up.
Yeah, it's body parts coming
Thump,
out.
Thump, slash, crack, gash, punt, scratch, ag.
Sure.
And you don't see any of it.
Don't need to.
You just see the building and all the flying glass and junk and stuff that's coming out of it.
It's kind
of
cool.
That's funny.
In your mind's eye, in your mind's ear, you do actually hear these sound effects, which is kind of interesting.
Dave Sim, also a great letterer.
Great Clovis's beads. Huh? You're going to have to give me a guide to all the gods that he refers to here.
He's probably just making up the gods as he goes along. But so, look at her. Look, she's, oh, man. Her left titty looks really pointy there.
Isn't there always one breast is bigger than the other?
That's what they say, yeah.
I remember you mentioning that in high school, and I hadn't really noticed at that point. But yeah, that has become a pattern.
And who was it? You said Natasha Henstridge has, like, noticeably uneven titties?
Yeah, I thought it was maybe they were trying to pass it off because she was an alien species bitch, but no. No.
Wait, you thought just because she was an alien they would give her lopsided titties?
I thought that maybe they could, you know, kind of get away with it. Okay, this chick has lopsided titties because she's an alien bitch, but no.
I think they even did, like, your prediction was right. They're down to direct-to-video sequels as far as those
Species 8.
I don't know what they're up to.
I fuck you, I kill you, I move on.
Hellraiser's even worse. I lost that.
What's funny about the species dudes, the incompetent species guys, the victims, is I swear to God, even if the chicks basically look at you, tell the dudes I'm going to kill you after I fuck you, I bet you the dudes would still fuck the alien bitch.
And so would you.
Yeah, I would.
Man, what's wrong with us? I'm not even going to pretend I wouldn't.
This is like bad misogyny theater. Here we are putting down women this whole time, and it was like, okay, but an alien woman.
You would have to... Okay. There's a Smiths song where Morrissey says, there's another world, there's a better world, and then he like pauses.
Yeah.
Well, there must be. And what's great about that, too, is Grant Morrison used those lyrics to close out his run of Doom Patrol, which is actually how I first came across them.
I see.
But
everything you learn from comics.
Yeah, pretty much. So you take human women and you look at them like they're bacteria on a slide. You shake your head and you say there must be better women somewhere, even if they're Natasha Henstridge looking bitches from outer space. There must be something better than the greedy, conniving, evil, scheming, loudmouthed, nasty-ass motherfucking bitches we have on this planet.
Fembots. Fembots.
You know, that's too easy an answer, though.
Well, suppose I programmed a fembot to, like, rough you up a little bit. You know, smack you around a little bit.
Wait, I got it.
You know.
How about we genetically...
Well, anal rape. Well, Starhawk is nice. Somebody's got to mention anal rape.
Can I sing about the anal rape while I'm anally raping her?
I thought she was going to anal rape you. I mean, she's a fembot after all.
Now, see, that's disgusting. Now, that's gay.
It's a woman.
How would she anally rape me in the first place?
Well, she's got appendages, attachments, like a Swiss Army knife.
Ah!
I'm sorry.
Is this like in episode 8, the gorilla raping Jimmy Olsen with a banana?
Well, we didn't identify that he was actually being raped. We weren't sure. Whatever.
Oh, I was sure.
Dude, it was a 1960s, 50s comic.
He was horrified the next morning. Come on.
If you had to wake up and you were Jimmy Olsen, wouldn't you be horrified every single morning? I mean, the only thing you do, the only thing you are, the only thing you're good for is being Superman's pal and having a cool watch. That's it.
You know,
you have never been written well, and now you're being written down.
But I get to fuck Lucy Lane.
Only then. Now he's got no one. Now they're writing him gay, I thought, right? Isn't he gay now? In a comic or a TV show?
The actor who played Jimmy Olsen was gay, I thought.
Well, I thought all Hollywood was gay. I'm just talking about the character.
You're close to correct. Hey, man, don't call Christopher Reeve gay. What, man? What? He was Superman.
I do not speak ill of the dead.
Jack Nicholson was a Batman. They're called Jack Gay. He's Jack Nicholson. Talking about great misogynists.
He's a great misogynist.
All right, then. I, however, will speak ill of the dead. What was he thinking? Like, oh, I've got everything. Oh, I'm rich as hell. I get to be in movies. Let me go just ride a horse. What?
All the B-movie actors ride horses. Shatner rides horses. They all do it. When they're not killing their wives, they're riding horses.
Although they can't be, but so...
OJ also rides horses.
Of course he does. Man.
What?
And so does lots of horse riders out there. Whoever's fucking Julia Roberts at the moment. But seriously.
Ooh.
You would think they would get so...
Why don't you leave her alone? She was pretty once. She's a good-looking woman.
No, I dispute that.
You just don't like her because she's tall.
No, no, I not at all. Oh, no. I think Sidney Poitier's daughter, is it, who was in the Grindhouse. She looks like she's really tall with them legs. No. Tall's okay. I could do. Linda Carter, I think, was tall. And, of course, Linda Carter was pretty much like, that's what all women should aspire to look like.
Linda Carter's this southern, tall southern belle. You like her because no matter how strong she was always, like, putting her head down for Steve.
Well, always getting tied up. And getting tied up by that Nazi bitch. And, of course, when she's tied up, she has to do the bidding of whoever's tied her up.
Fascinating. Yeah. Here's the most powerful woman on the planet, and she's always being tied up, and she's always in situations that are out of her control.
William Marston, who created Wonder Woman, knew what we wanted to see.
Yes, he did. I think psychiatrist.
Oh, yeah, he's got a whole story. He's got a whole story, Marston.
Yeah, I was pretty sure that was a big deal. But it ties in the misogyny thing. So have you guys reviewed in my absence when I was wherever I was? Which will be revealed.
How about Frozen and Carbonite?
Which will be revealed in another podcast where I was for a year.
Sure, as soon as we make something up. Oh, did I break the fourth wall?
We could tell them the truth. Come on, okay. You can tell them.
You've sort of already alluded to the truth at least 6.5 times.
This is 7's my lucky number.
Oh, boy.
Okay, moving right along. So, about Wonder Woman. I'm tired of this comic.
And you claim not to like Wonder Woman, but you do, so stop it. You like JLA, all that stuff.
Not counting the musical, which is episode -1. Doesn't count. And the other...
JLA musical? What?
No, you're a musical. In the other 50 episodes...
No, that's totally... Not only that does that count in 51... Okay, here's the thing.
You did it again?
Without the musical.
Do you hate your audience?
No, we...
And you hate them?
51...
These are nice people. Some of them from Australia.
51 was...
What the fuck?
What are you... Oh, I see. Ever since seeing the Zatanna picture, you feel not only compelled to return to the podcast, but to repeatedly mention fans in Australia.
Whoever lives in Australia apparently said Trekkie name backwards, and I appeared.
Did you see the South Park where if you say Biggie Smalls into a mirror repeatedly?
Well, it's because Zatanna's spells are reversed.
Speaking of...
That's where I was going.
Speaking of Courtney...
Thought you would have picked up on that.
No, I'm just not going along with that shtick.
Oh.
Anyway, yeah, she actually... Oh, Jer. She said something to the effect of maybe we should script our podcasts. And listening in my head to this podcast, I'm thinking, But no. Courtney, trust us. There are podcasts that have been scripted. They start out scripted. And by episode 4 or 5, it always seems the dude's like, oh, yeah, I've been... nobody likes the scripted thing. So, yeah, and it's true. Most people... Come on, yeah, but this is Sleepy McBorrington, and this is NPR. A comet is headed towards the Earth, but first we go to Lesbita McClamlickens at the flower show. No, scripted. So why are you?
Because you're on page 4. You're going past me. Slow down, would you please?
Man, if we actually had, if everything that we've said so far had been scripted.
See these little blue...
Somebody with a butterfly net should show up.
You're at the Hall of Shame. We're a little bit more professional here. I gave you these blue...
By the way, I have no shame, by the way.
I gave you this... That's for sure. I gave you these blue cards. You understand in broadcasting, you work from these blue cards, and they tell you when to...
Let me quote Krusty the Clown. You give me notes when I'm on the air!
Never quote from Krusty the Clown.
Remember when he went off on the network execs that turned out to be aliens?
I didn't see that episode.
That was really good.
I don't know as much about The Simpsons as you do, so.
That's about it for part one. Tune in next time for, big surprise here, part two.
I mean, that was, you know, 2 years into Cerebus where I was still at the point where I could have made more money cutting lawns or babysitting.